Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 28, Johannesburg 25 en Mbombela maximum van 29 grade.
And on the roads, Central Joburg M2 East queuing traffic towards Joe Slovo Drive, Bedford View R24 West delays towards Alum Road.
Ons begin in Gauteng, waar die provinsie se matriekuitslae bekend gemaak is.
The focus of our strategies in Gauteng are geared towards the learners and the classroom as a unit of change. For effective teaching and learning to take place, we have to ensure that classrooms are fully functional.
Die LER vir onderwys in Gauteng, Matomi Chiluani, het nuwe maatreëls aangekondig om die impak van armoede op die skoolgrond te beveg. Gauteng het 'n slaagsyfer van 88.41%, die derde hoogste in die land. Chiluani het by Vodawold die top 3 skole bekend gemaak.
Number 1 in the province is Luvering Secondary School. It's a no-fee paying school and they have achieved 97% bachelor pass and 100% pass. And Hoërskool Gasfontein and Afrikaanse Hoërskool School, which achieved 96.5 and 96.3 bachelor pass.
Limpopo premier Poppy Ramatuba sê sy is vol vertroue dat haar provinsie se onderwysdepartement nou op die regte pad is. Limpopo het sy matriekslaagsyfer in 2024 opgestoot tot 85.1% en het 60 geëindig uit die 9 provinsies.
Now we want to be known for the province that out of the top 30, 8 comes from Limpopo.
Meer oor wat in Gauteng gesê is, jy kan ons volg op X @JackaNews. Na ander nuus, in die Noordwes waar 'n hoëvlakse afvaardiging van die ministeries van polisie en minerale hulpbronne vandag in Stilfontein is. Reddingsoperasies het gister by die Buffelsfontein goudmyn begin en 26 van die mynwerkers wat ondergronds is en 9 liggame is sedertdien na die oppervlak gebring. Tot op hede het meer as 1500 onwettige mynwerkers na die oppervlak gekom en is ook in hegtenis geneem. Na Amerika met die nuus dat verkose president Donald Trump wel skuldig bevind sou kon word vir sy beweerde poging om die land se 2020 verkiesing nietig te verklaar as hy nie 4 jaar later herverkies is tot president nie. Dis volgens 'n verslag wat vanoggend in Amerika gepubliseer is. Dis geskryf deur spesiale aanklaer Jack Smith, wat die spesiale aanklaer was en Trump ondersoek het. Smith het egter die federale kriminele klagtes teen Trump laat vaar nadat Trump in November verlede jaar die verkiesing gewen het. En terug by die huis is dit bevestig. Ons beleef buitensporige weer. Die weerdiens sê die voortdurende en swaar reën van die afgelope paar weke wat oor veral Gauteng en ander binnelandse provinsies geval het, is wel ongewoon vir die tyd van die jaar.
Not normal because now we had a tropical moisture that came in for a long time, so hence it was not a normal weather event. Usually we do get some rain during January, but not such high amounts.
SA Weerdiens voorspeller Tabo Makgoro sê dit sal van vandag af na verwagting al minder reën en begin opklaar oor die naweek. Ek skryf dit is the top story at this hour. Luvering Secondary School in Doornkop has been announced as the top public school in Gauteng.
Well done, Doornkop. Hey, and Garsies too. Woohoo!
In Afrikaans hoor seens skool.
We go. Yeah, well done everybody. Congratulations the class of 2024. Wow. Okay, so die weerdiens sê wat nou? Want
ja.
Ek sit met die syfers en dit sê vandag 46% moontlikheid van the rain. Tomorrow 46%, mm-hmm. Thursday 50%, and on Friday, that's what they're talking about, just 35%.
Yes, and over the weekend, it will start to clear up.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to feel, do you remember that Hittegolf, that week we had where the temperatures went up to nearly 40?
Oh, the good old days.
I've got a bad feeling that that was our summer, guys.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, unless this stuff comes back, we're going to be swimming. And the worst hit of the provinces with fatalities and displacements, Limpopo, again.
Yeah.
It's ongelooflijk, man. Congratulations, everybody. Hey, listen.